We bless you. We just bless your holy name. Thank you so much for your presence. Forgive us. Forgive us for the times we fail to minister before you. We just want to glorify you and just thank you, Father, for your presence that is with us always. We thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you. We thank you for the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling, and what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in we the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, Father, which you did, which you brought in Christ when you raised him from the dead, and you seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, Lord, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And you placed all things under his feet, and you gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is your body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Lord, we thank you. We are the body. We are your body. And we thank you so much, Father, for every promise that you have given us in and through Christ Jesus. He is in us the hope of glory. We bless you. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Once again, just want to say thank you to our pastors for the opportunity to minister before you all. Amen. This is a message that I shouldn't be ministering it in my flesh, or not in my flesh, I should say, because I'm learning and I'm starting to walk it out again. As a young Christian, you know, the presence and the power of God was so real in my life that it was not a hard thing to tell people about Jesus. It wasn't hard. It was easy. I mean, everything that came out of my mouth was Jesus. You know, that young kid on fire for God, didn't have much of the word, prayed in tongues a lot, but boy, that fire was in me. And I shared Jesus, and I got a lot of people saved. I got a lot of people born again. The presence of God was real in my life. Sad to say, as the years going on, 30 years on, I'd like to say I've been winning a lot of people to Jesus, but I haven't. But I know that this message is a message that is quick in my heart, that it is important. Because the Bible, and we know that the prophecy is already talking about the end time, about the fruit of the earth coming. And guess who's going to be the ones that are going to have to do that? It's going to be the church. It's going to be you and I, the body of Christ. If you want to see miracles, if you want to see healing, you're going to have to go out there and do it. Yeah, and I speak for myself. Like I said, I know what God has placed upon my heart for the next year, and I'm already stirred up in that area. I might be going a little ahead of myself, but I already bought some praying to God about how I can tell people about Jesus again. You know the scripture, God is not slack concerning his promises, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Yeah, that scripture. And then the other one I like is found in Job. It says, he delivered those who are not innocent through the cleanness of our hands. These are scriptures that I've stood on and I'm still standing on in this day and this hour. So anyways, I had some insight by the Holy Spirit, because I was like, how can I reach people? I love to play pickleball, so that's the kind of people I was thinking of reaching. So this idea came, say, oh, why don't you buy gift cards? Then you can open up, you know, share it with them, give them a gift card, and I'm like, give me 5 minutes of your time, you know, and you get a gift card. So, you know, just thoughts that were going through my head, and then I'm putting that into practice. I'm going to start it. I was supposed to start yesterday, but the guy I was going to share the gospel with, he left early, so I was like, oh, shucks, he left. But anyway, let's get into my message. Let's turn to 2 Kings 6, 8 through 18. 2 Kings 6, 8 through 18. It's a powerful story, Elisha. But it's easier to use your telephone. Gotta get used to turning my pages again. Second Kings 6 and 8. Let me read. I'm reading from the King James. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you pass not such a place, for there the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Verse 11, therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said to them, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and bring him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he their horses and chariots, and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be against us. Verse 17. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray you open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray you open his eyes. There's a lot of things going on around us today. For they that be for us, amen, are more than they that be against us. Amen. Elijah prayed to his servant, open the eyes of my servant. Our eyes are opened by the authority of the word of God, amen, our spiritual eyes. Jesus said, Mark 16:18, upon this rock shall I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Psalm 91:10, no evil befalls me, no plague comes nigh my dwelling. For the Lord gives his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest we dash our feet against a stone. Familiar scriptures. Amen. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If God be for me, then who can be against me? Our spirit eyes are open to these scriptures. Amen. Because of these scriptures, if God be for us, then who can be against us? Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it to the cross. For this reason was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I say we're fully packed. Amen? Fully packed, ready for war. Amen? Ready for this season that is coming up. We aren't moved by what we see. We are not moved by what we feel. The intensity of all that is going on around you and I is a fruit of a nation that has departed from God. You and I, we are passing through. Pilgrims, strangers, aliens. Though in the world, we're no longer of this world. We have the cheat sheet, the Bible, the Word of God. Amen. We know what's going to happen. Amen. The Word of God, we have the cheat sheet, the Bible, the Word of God, which says that as the days of Noah, if you want to turn there, Matthew 24:37. Matthew 24:37-39. But as the days of Noah were so also the coming. But as the days of Noah were, so also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, to the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Like the sons of Issachar, found in 1 Chronicles 12:32. They understood the times. And they saw the signs. You and I, we understand the times. Amen? We see the signs. Hebrews 11:13. Hebrews 11:13-16. reading from the King James, but now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. For he has prepared for them a city. Let me double check that, please. Just making sure I got that. 13, I'm sorry. Hebrews 11, 13 to 16. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from where they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? We're going through, amen? We're going through. Got to encourage ourselves in this, amen? God is good. God is good. Let's go to, let's see. We understand the times, we see the signs. We are headed, and I put here, we are quickly heading toward the rapture of the church. But guess what? After the rapture comes the tribulation, yeah. That's where you and I come in. And that's why the message of Christ is important in this day and hour. Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18. Very familiar. You've probably read it time and time again. I have, and I continue to remind myself what's in store. Okay, we're reading 1 Thessalonians 4, 13. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say to you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. Be comforted. In Luke 2:49, you don't have to turn there. Just let me read it. This is a story about Jesus. His family went to the Passover festival. Jesus was young, very, very young man, age of 12. Family went home, the mom and dad, they went home. They thought Jesus was amongst the entourage. But when they searched for him, they couldn't find him. So they ended up going back to Jerusalem and looking for their son, Jesus. And when they found him, his mom was really hysterical. I said, "Son, we've been looking all over for you." And this is what Jesus said. He said, "How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" Let that soak in. Matthew 10:16. I'll read that to you. "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." In Genesis 6, we find the story of Noah. Bible says that Noah found grace in God's sight. Noah walked with God. In other words, Noah was a righteous man. God tells Noah to build an ark 510 feet long, 75 feet wide, and about 45 feet high. And in those days, there were no such thing as rain. For 100 years, Noah worked on building the ark. For 100 years, family, friends, the townspeople, and the people from other cities far and near came to see or heard about this crazy man, Noah, that was building a boat to escape a flood that would destroy the whole earth. They laughed and they mocked and they told jokes about Noah, about that crazy man Noah and his sons. They didn't understand the times, and they didn't see the signs. You know how this story ends. You know how this story ended. Very familiar scriptures to us all. As I said, I am included in this more than you all. I consider that. Matthew 28:18. If you want to turn there, you can. Let me read it. "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Matthew 5:14-16. "You are the light of the world. A city that is on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Mark 16 and 15. Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Acts 1 and 8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. You and I, like Noah, need to continue being a witness. For we know how this story ends. Father, we just come before you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we magnify you. We thank you for the gift, the precious Holy Spirit that will guide us and lead us in this day and hour to be witnesses for you once again. Pray for the embers once again to burn in our hearts and our lives, the passion for our friends and our families, for whosoever you will, Lord God, for whosoever you lead us to. And we thank you, Lord, according to Mark 16, that these signs will follow them that believe in your name. The Lord, we will cast out devils, pick up serpents, speak with new tongues. If we eat any deadly thing, it shall not hurt us. We shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Signs and wonders will follow us, Lord, as we obey your word. We choose not to reason the scripture, but we choose to obey the scripture. For therein lies the power. We're not ashamed of this gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. We bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. My grandson. Let's bow our heads and let's just pray in the Spirit. Lord, I just pray that you give us, Lord, even as the scripture, Lord God, we read, being wise as serpents, cunning as doves, that wisdom, Lord God, to be able to witness for you. The wisdom and the understanding, Lord, the clarity. Even using our brothers and sisters to help us, Lord. There's so much ways of witnessing, Lord God, and we ask for that. For that wisdom and that insight, Lord. Thank you for the fruit of the earth, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Because it has been prophesied, Lord God, that this harvest shall be the greatest. Shall be the greatest. And Lord, we choose to be a part of this harvest. We choose to, in Jesus' name. Karabashitara de Iaradamashu Karaba Ishite Arudukuma Itiarede de Iaradai Kiara Masite Aru Katishiere de Iaro Katishiere de Kiama Karada E Kiara Masitara Earu Kai Eara Masitara Masiki Aru Takai Earu Iarede de Kiara Masatara E Kiara Kiare de Kiare du Shoko do Mai Iarede Are de Balia Siare de Iara Masiare de Kiaru Dokumai Eski de Aradaya. I have called you forth. I have called you forth, my son, my daughter, my bride, my church, my beloved. Now is the time and now is the season to reach out, to touch with my hands, to speak with my voice, to reach out, to be bold, to be strong, to be wise, as serpents and cunning as doves, to touch this world. You are mine. You are their last chance and their last hope. Thank you, Lord. No, I like it. Our job is only to witness. When all men stand before the throne room of God, guess what? There's going to be this, like this wide screen, and going to show every time somebody witnessed to this person. And they will not be able to say that they were not told. Our job is just to share the gospel. Yeah. And when they stand before God, like I said, that camera's going to go on because the Holy Spirit's going to reveal the times that they were told time and time again about Jesus and how they left, just like in the days of Noah. War. It's not hard if we're dead to ourselves. It's not hard. Pastor.